The young man scrambled for the dagger under his pillow, stumbling to his bare feet on the icy floor of the stone cell. He had been dreaming of his parents, of his old home, and he gritted his teeth against the usual wrench of longing for everything he had lost. The farmhouse, his mother, the old life. The thunderous banging sounded again, and he held the dagger behind his back as he unbolted the door and cautiously opened it a crack. A dark hooded figure stood outside, flanked by two heavy-set men, each carrying a burning torch. One of them raised his torch so the light fell on the slight, dark-haired youth, naked to the waist, wearing only breeches, his hazel eyes blinking under a fringe of dark hair. He was about 17, with a face as sweet as a boy, but with the body of a young man forged by hard work.
Luca Vero?
Yes?
You are to come with me.
They saw him hesitate.
Don't be a fool, there are three of us and only one of you, and the dagger you're hiding behind your back won't stop us.
It's an order, the other man said roughly. Not a request, and you are sworn to obedience.
Luca had sworn obedience to his monastery, not to these strangers. But he had been expelled from there, and now it seemed he must obey anyone who shouted a command. He turned to the bed, sat to pull on his boots, slipping the dagger into a scabbard hidden inside the soft leather, pulled on a linen shirt, and then threw his ragged woolen cape around his shoulders.